AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Germany's top security official says the incident at a Christmas market in Berlin points to an intentional act. The White House is condemning what it says appears to have been a terrorist attack. A truck rammed into the crowded Christmas market Monday evening, killing 12 people and injuring nearly 50 as it smashed through tables and wooden stands. British tourist Mike Fox says there were no barriers around the market.
I did not see any concrete bollards to stop things like this driving in.
I know we deliberately added them
in Birmingham to stop that.
This vendor says he was told to quickly evacuate the scene.
We have to close all the shop quick. So quick that I cannot close.
Police said a suspect believed to be the driver was arrested nearby and a passenger in the truck died as paramedics were treating him. The Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda have both called on followers to use trucks in particular to attack crowds. Turkey's interior minister says the gunman who assassinated Russia's ambassador to Turkey was a policeman. Russian ambassador Andrei Karlov was delivering a speech at an embassy-sponsored photo exhibition when he was shot, the gunman later killed by police. Former Turkish parliamentarian Akan Erdemir says the assassination will make it harder for Turkey to resist Russian pressure on Syria and other issues.
Ankara is extremely sensitive to Russian pressure these days, and the embarrassing assassination of the Russian ambassador in Ankara will further weaken Turkey's hand in negotiations with Russia.
Donald Trump won the Electoral College vote Monday, ensuring he will become president. There were some protests.
This is my America! This is my America!
This woman was removed by police from the Wisconsin State House during the voting there. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has granted clemency to 231 more federal convicts, setting a one-day record in the process.
The White House says the move to commute the sentences of 153 people and grant outright pardons to another 78 represents the most clemencies in a single day by any president, and it reflects the quickening of Obama's efforts as his time in office draws to a close. As in prior rounds, many of those granted relief were serving time for drug crimes, some with life sentences, but would have been out if today's more lenient guidelines applied. After a slow start, Obama's now pardoned 148 people over two terms and shortened the sentences of 1,176. Mark Smith at the White House.
The mayor of New Orleans says the city has reached settlements totaling $13.3 million in lawsuits over deadly police shootings after Hurricane Katrina and a fatal beating just before the 2005 storm. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.